So I've been asked to talk about the conditions in which I practice and how I manage to generate intensity of engagement with the Dharma life in those conditions. So as Vidyatara said, I live and work at Tariloka, and that's been a real privilege for me. I lived there for about 3 years before I was ordained, and I've been there 3 years since ordination. And it's brought its challenges, as all training grounds do, and but it's also brought a lot of love. I've really learnt to be loved and to give love living at Tariloka. And for the benefit of you who aren't familiar with Tariloka, my life there doesn't mean that I spend most of my life on retreat. The community and the retreat centre at Tariloka function quite independently of each other. So I do support or lead 2 or 3 weeks of retreat a year at Tariloka. But most of my practice in those conditions is my community life and team-based right livelihood. So the Tariloka community at the moment has a core community of 9 women and an additional 4 women who are living with us just for a year on a project. And we practice together through our friendship, our work, our daily meditation, our reporting in, our communal meals, and our community evenings. And at Tariloka, I also practice through my work. So when I first moved to Tariloka, I started out doing the bookings and administration. And after a few years of being there, sadly, my team decided to kind of leave, which meant I kind of, by default, in a way, ended up managing a new team that came in. But in a way that suited me, I enjoy managing. I believe very strongly in the importance of good managing, actually, good team managing. And I've been very lucky to be supported by Sadnandi as chairwoman at Tariloka through that time, and she's very skillfully given me more and more responsibility over the years, and hence more and more intensity as I was ready for it. I also practice as part of the Tariloka chapter, and I'm also involved in running the Young Persons Project. But before I move on to talking about how I generate intensity in those conditions, I want to just clarify what I understand as by the term engagement with the Dharma life. So I base my understanding on Bhante's teaching of mind reactive, mind creative. And I understand engagement with the Dharma life to be engagement with moving away from reactivity, from action based in greed, hatred, and ignorance, and responding to life with creativity, with kindness, with generosity, with clarity. So I want to mention 3 ways in which I generate intensity, that is defined as serious, earnest, or great, apparently, creativity at Tariloka. So first point, I say yes to conditions where intensity of engagement is inevitable and creativity is essential. So for example, if you say yes to giving a talk on a European order weekend, intensity is pretty much guaranteed. And in a way, I started my career of saying yes with the Young Persons Project in 2008 when Vajragupta asked me to give a talk on the first ever Young Persons Retreat. And that moved on to starting to lead those retreats, which I had been doing with the team for a number of years now. And I find saying yes to leading events a really important part of generating intensity of engagement with the Dharma life. It's intense because one has to clarify one's thinking. If one's going to stand up in front of a lot of people, one needs to clarify what one thinks. So it's intense for that reason. But it's also intense because you step up and Maura steps up with you. So, you know, you have to, for me, Maura is a lot of self-doubt, yeah? So I have to really face a lot of self-doubt and stories of who are you to be doing that. And in a way, just bring as much confidence and earth-touching as I can to the situation. So I say yes to leading things, but I also, when you say yes to managing a retreat centre, creativity of engagement is also required. So for example, you've been cooking for for a retreat over the weekend. And on Monday, you find a note to say they're not very happy with the food. And you kind of think, what do you do? So you could get very defensive in that situation. You could justify yourself. Or you could just quite simply thank the team for letting you know what is going on and give you the opportunity to turn it round. Yeah, to find a solution and to find something that really works. So I think working at a retreat centre really gives you those opportunities. I think the other thing for me at working at a retreat centre is you're in the eyes of the Sangha. And for me, being in the eyes of the Sangha means I have to step up, yeah? It creates the need for intensive creativity. So like earlier this year, we were very short-staffed unexpectedly. One of the team had to be away, her mother was dying. Another member of our team was leaving unplanned. Another member of the team was unwell. So it was quite a full-on time. And you can get quite stretched and overwhelmed in those situations. But there's still a retreat centre to be run. And there's still Dana appeals to go and do and clear-ups to go and set up in the retreat centre. So you're stepping out of the community. You're walking over the road. You're walking to a retreat. People have been on retreat for a week, 10 days, 2 weeks, in a very particular environment. And in that, you're stepping in to ask them to give Dana to Tara Loka through money or through helping clear up. And there's a real sense of needing to exemplify something, really needing to, just exemplify that generosity yourself. So at those times, especially when you're feeling a bit stretched and overwhelmed, being someone like Tara Loka just means I have to breathe, touch the earth, remember my ideals, remember why I want to respond creatively, and then go over there and do it. So being at Tara Loka, running a retreat centre or leading retreats, by its very nature generates intensity. It's a path of responsibility where serious creative engagement is inevitable, as the exemplification of Buddhist practice is crucial. But secondly, there are other aspects of my life at Tara Loka where I do have to make an effort to generate intensity of engagement. So I'm talking now more about my friendships, my chapter, or my meditative life at Tara Loka, the more private, perhaps, aspects of my life, where I have to make an effort to really show up. So not just physically show up, but more fully and wholeheartedly in order to really engage creatively. So I was thinking about my chapter when I was thinking about this, and a recent example where I'd been away for a few weeks, and a few things had happened while I was away, which I felt a bit hesitant about talking to my chapter about. How would they respond? What would they think of me? What would they think of what I was telling them? And actually, I felt quite frankly, I felt resistant to saying anything. But I also knew that not talking was not an option. Yeah. So when Parami gave me the name Singamati, she whose mind is like a lion, she talked a lot about the lion's roar and my propensity to speak out, even though I don't always find that easy. And I knew I couldn't be Singamati in that meeting if I didn't say what was really going on. So I knew I didn't have a choice, actually, and I told them it how it was. And it was intense, but it was also very satisfying. And actually, I don't think anyone really, I feared their disapproval, but I don't think anyone actually did disapprove. It's just the thing we go through. So that's the second point, really, is really showing up. And the third point I want to mention around intensity is collective intensity. So the Tara Loka community, especially at the moment, is a very positive and harmonious place to be. There's a stable set of people who live there, good friendships, great women, all very committed to the project and their practice. So what do we do with that very harmonious, positive community? We create more intensity. So we go from a community of 9 to a community of 13 for a year. We take on 4 new young women, and we run this running this young women's project that we're running this year. And that just involves, you know, taking them into our hearts, taking them into our community, supporting them, letting them into our lives, opening our hearts, sharing our home with them. That additional opening up in an already intense and demanding situation. So, in summary, I generate intensity for the Dharma life by saying yes to the path of responsibility and to conditions where intensity is inevitable and creative engagement is essential. I generate intensity by really showing up, not just physically, but also wholeheartedly. And I generate intensity by supporting and encouraging new ventures that will generate collective intensity of engagement. Thank you.